Is it going to be a meet and greet in Mexico, pure damage control, or something else for the new Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and new head of the Department of Homeland Security John Kelly? Both in Mexico today for the start of a two-day visit with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. The last time President Trump and President Peña Nieto were scheduled to meet, the visit was called off, you'll remember. Can Tillerson and Kelly get anything done in this environment? Jorge Guajardo was Mexican ambassador to China in 2007 to 2013 and consul general to Mexico in Austin, Texas, from 2005 to 2007. The ambassador has his doubts.
We need reassurance from Secretary Tillerson that the United States understands the benefit of this partnership, the diplomatic benefits. And from Secretary Kelly, we need reassurance in terms of the, for instance, these immigration issues that have risen up, the executive order that was just put into effect yesterday, that among other things, for instance, says that everybody crossing the border from land crossings would be returned to Mexico. And well, that's, of course, an issue that would be of concern to Mexico because the majority of people coming to the United States undocumented are not from Mexico. So that becomes an issue for us to just be told by our northern neighbor unilaterally that everybody caught coming in undocumented to the United States would just be returned to Mexico regardless of their nationality. So these are the issues we need to hear from both Secretary Tillerson and Secretary Kelly of what the thinking is behind this, how they expect to engage, how are we going to be working on this together. So it's a very timely visit.
We haven't heard a peep out of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson since he took office, really. And Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is dealing with, as you point out, an enormous number of changing orders and regulations. But I'm just wondering if the status quo is something that Mexicans would find a reassuring return to.
I would say yes. I think the status quo would be satisfactory to us, as mostly, John, to most of the world. I mean, the way President Trump came in tweeting and picking fights with all these countries, friendly countries, countries that didn't even know they were in the radar screen, all of a sudden are being targeted. So, yes, I guess we mostly want to go not to the status quo, but just to a civilized, normal way of engagement. That's what we hope Secretary Tillerson and Secretary Kelly bring to Mexico.
And if the alternative is that they've been told or somehow have some feeling of authority that it's time to talk tough once again with Mexico, what do you think the impact of that would be?
Oh, well, that wouldn't be a pretty picture. I mean, if they're playing tough, bad cop to President Trump, well, then there's absolutely no good cop in the picture. And I don't think any sovereign country will tolerate this type of talk. I mean, for instance, this whole thing about Mexico paying for the wall, everybody understands that's a non-starter. I think everybody understands it in the United States. Everybody understands it in Mexico. President Trump keeps saying it. I guess he thinks it's something his base wants to hear. He can say it as much as he wants. He knows it's not going to happen. So if they come to Mexico and even suggest that idea, I think that's absolutely going to be a non-starter and it would just wreak havoc to the bilateral relationship.
If you could take the Trump rhetoric and the tone and all of the atmospherics out of the equation for a moment, and I know that's very difficult to do, what is it at this moment in history that Mexico, a very important ally of the United States, needs in this relationship?
I think we need a stable relationship, probably modernize our trade relationship. You know, NAFTA was created 23 years ago, so there are many issues of modern day trade that are not included in NAFTA. So I think Mexico and the United States probably engage in more areas than any other country in the world, probably save Canada. Because remember, we share a border, so we engage on everything. We engage on disease control, on water issues. We engage on crime. We engage on the environment. So if you think of all the ways Mexico and the United States engage, it's just impressive. Transportation. So we just want to have a good dialogue, which pretty much we have with every single department in the United States, every single secretary in the United States, until President Trump came and started blustering about the way the United States was just going to mishandle every country in the world, and that just pretty much ruined things for the bilateral relationship or for a civilized engagement.
So you think this is an uncivilized engagement right now between this president and Mexico?
Yes, but mind you, I don't think it's only just between this president and Mexico. I think it's between this president and Sweden, between this president and Australia, between this president and all the countries he's chosen to pick fights with. And you got to remember, no country likes to be insulted, just like the United States doesn't like to be insulted. So when you have a president who thinks it's fun and it's okay to insult another country because it just plays well with his base and because he says it as it is, well, yes, it provides for an uncivilized engagement.
Finally, could you remind Americans this fact that you know, never seems to break through the rhetoric, and that is that the numbers crossing the border, it's an outflow from the United States, not an inflow from Mexico. And that no matter how much that's repeated, Americans don't necessarily get that.
Well, you make a good point. And yes, no matter how much it is repeated, people in the United States still think that there's this wave of Mexicans coming into the United States, that you need a wall to protect them. And in fact, census figures, Pew studies have indicated that more Mexicans are leaving the United States than coming into the United States. Now, there's a simple reason for that. Mexico's economy is doing well. Mexico's economy is doing well, among other things, because it's trading well with the United States. We have these linked supply chains in which when the U.S. does well, Mexico does well. And therefore, people are finding better opportunities in Mexico. And the truth is, John, Mexicans want to be in Mexico. Mexicans don't want to be in the United States mistreated as second-class citizens when they can't go to the police, where they can't send their children to school without fear of being arrested. So Mexicans want to be in Mexico, and lately the situation in Mexico has been good for them, so they're returning in big numbers to Mexico. The problem is, with President Trump, who keeps attacking Mexico, keeps attacking its economy, it makes it more difficult for the Mexican economy to keep up and for Mexicans to keep returning to Mexico. So I wouldn't be surprised with the way it's going, the way he wants to tear up NAFTA, if it ends up affecting the Mexican economy. And then indeed you do see a wave of Mexicans trying to come to the United States for the simple reason that they find no jobs in Mexico.
Commenting on the context for the visit of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to Mexico, Jorge Guajardo is Mexican ambassador to China from 2007 to 2013 and consul general to Mexico in Austin, Texas from 2005 to 2007. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.